Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, just after 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond, always live and free on the Odyssey app. If you missed any part of the show, you can hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Check it out. Matt's got it all carved up and labeled for you. As well, if you missed the whole show, we got that option for you. The team980.com, we cover it all for you right here on the Team 980. Matt, I can't read that. Is there any score in that game? I can't see. This graphic is so small. What is it?
Detroit
is it 3-0?
3-0, bottom of the second.
Detroit's up 3-0 already. Atta, way to go. All right. I love when the big boys get a little
crazy,
upset,
man.
No doubt about it. All right, let's get back to the calls because we got a ton of calls. Every line is full. Actually, one just popped open now, so hop aboard. I want to start with some different voices than we get to hear, so I'm going to jump ahead here, man, to line six. Aikman is in North Carolina, not Troy Aikman, correct?
Aikman, this is new.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. My family is diehard Dallas Cowboy fans, but I am the lone Washington fan.
Ooh, look at you. What part of North Carolina, by the way?
I am in northwestern North Carolina, so right close to Appalachian State University,
okay,
where we were hit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
With the hurricane, there was a lot of damage up along this area and along the North Carolina Tennessee border, so it definitely something you don't get here very often. It's a weather event of this magnitude like this here, and it, as you go further down the border towards Asheville, it just gets even worse. So definitely going to take some time to rebuild and everything and build back, but you know, prayers up for so many in the communities and everything else, because it's in times like these where that Southern hospitality, man, of let's go arm in arm and build back together is where it comes in needed in times like this.
Amen.
Yeah, that's well said. I'm glad you're okay. Praying for everybody, you know, keeping everybody thoughts and prayers. And as I said yesterday, if anybody can help, make a donation to the American Red Cross. It's easy to find. You know, you can do it right from your phone, $10 a month, whatever. They do just do it and bypass the, you know, I don't know, the sandwich or whatever that you're going to buy and help your fellow people out. No doubt about it. All right, Aikman. So you're the lone wolf in your family. You're the Commanders/Redskins fan. Everyone else is Cowboy fan. Are you like beating your chest a little bit? Are you telling them how much your poop doesn't stink, I guess, for lack of a better term?
I tell you, I'm 26 years old, so I have not been this optimistic for this team and this franchise in my entire life. I know there was 2012 with RG3 and the excitement that that brought, because I remember that season as a kid and all the excitement we had, but this just feels different. The deck of cards that you're playing with, so to speak, is so different now because there's ownership that you believe in and that we're behind. There's a coaching staff here that has just, through the first month of the season, man, I'm over my skates with, and we've got a quarterback who has generated an excitement and an optimism that we haven't seen since RG3, but I'm going to take it to another level and say exceeds RG3 because Jaden does things, so many of the little things, so well that we didn't see with RG3 that maybe got magnified after his rookie year. But, like, Jaden is bringing so many different things to the table that I think with his work ethic and the way he sees the defense and the way he reads the defense and he'll stand in there and make the throw, just so many things that the optimism is at a different level than it was 2012.
No doubt, no doubt.
Well,
he's a pure passer. I mean, we, you know, the Shanahans – first and foremost, knew that Robert was going to take a long time to develop, right, Doc? We were both there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know shock and awe and how exciting it was, but they knew it was going to take a lot of work. Jaden Daniels still is going to take work, but he doesn't require the same kind of workload, if you will, the same kind of time investment, you know, to become a passer, because he already is one, and because he's got an incredible football, not only IQ, but football work ethic. Robert had it with his body. He did not have it necessarily with the football element of it to get better and to keep up with the Joneses, per se. Aikman, I appreciate you, man. Good to hear from
Thanks,
you.
Man.
Stay safe down
be
there.
Be safe.
And tell everybody we're hoping, you know, that they can recover. And again, we send everybody the American Red Cross to help out. Thank you, bud. Appreciate you. Good to hear from Aikman in North Carolina and not Troy Aikman. How about that?
Brewing.
He was busy last night. You heard he like gave out a UCLA shout, right?
To another Bruin.
Yeah. Who was it?
The tight end.
That's what it was. And then Joe Buck was like
everywhere.
You know, I think he went to like Duke. Did Joe Buck go to Duke or something like that?
I'd be guessing.
Because he was like, oh, he also went to Duke or something like that. I can't remember exactly. Let's get to, we haven't heard from Roberto in a while.
Oh, long time.
Roberto.
What's up, you guys?
How are Roberto? You? How's retirement going?
I'm loving retirement,
yeah.
Man.
I don't blame you.
Just bartending here and there. DJ here and there, got my radio show on Sundays, and I got a chant for you guys. Can we kick it? Yes, we can. Can we protect the quarterback? Yes, we can. Can we run the ball? Yes, we can. Can you stop them from running the ball? Sometimes we can, but enough. We can. So you ask me if we can win the division. Yes, we can, Russell.
I hear you.
It's nice.
You feel me?
I feel
Come
you.
On, man.
I feel you, baby. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There's the little jingle.
Yes, we can.
Uh-huh.
No doubt about it. Yes, we can.
I love it. I love it.
And shout out for Kingsbury, man. This boy. You know, Doc. You see them blocking, man. Come on, boy.
Not only the blocking, but the creative design. Like, I was tweeting about this last night. I mean, when you go back and you just watch, again, the first series of the game. Now, they can script a lot of that, right? But the way they did it, a direct snap to Brian Robinson. They had split dual backs on either side of Jaden Daniels, I think on Jaden's carry. They ran 12 personnel, two tight ends. They ran 13 personnel, three tight ends. They ran a little shovel toss on third and two. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just talking about the first series of the game. Yeah.
Man, and we scoring in most of possessions. Well, our punter is like the cleanest dude in the whole field.
Yeah. Hey, Roberto, you're really smart, and now you're retired, so you don't probably have the same amount of deadlines as you used to. Right. I keep forgetting to ask people about this. Do you believe in deadlines?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Should they have to be met?
Yes, sir, because it costs money when you don't.
Mm, I agree.
Deadlines on show business.
Yeah,
when you're supposed to post for sound check, and you're supposed to get on the stage, those are also deadlines.
Yeah,
gotta be on stage. You gotta be on time.
I agree.
Don't like Miss Lauren Rehill. We're not gonna talk about her.
I don't know where you're going with that, Roberto. We love you, man. Take care of yourself.
Roberto.
Appreciate you. We got to move along. Appreciate you. Well, let's get out to Adam and Reston next up on the Team 980. Adam, how are you?
Chris, how you doing?
Good, Adam. What's going on?
Thanks again for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me say this: I have noticed a trend as you look at the Commanders' 3-game winning streak. In each victory, from the Giant game to the Bengal game to the Cardinal game, the winning margins have increased in each game from 3 to 5 to 28.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very encouraging because, yes, I think they can win the NFC East. And assuming Jaden Daniels holds up, I think they will. But here's more important to me. The more important thing to me isn't whether you win the NFC East. It's do you make the playoffs and win a playoff game?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's far more significant. The reason is simple. Only the Dolphins and the Raiders have gone longer without a playoff win mm-hmm. than have the Commanders.
Mm.
Okay, that's a real concern. So that to me, that's the most important thing.
So let me nitpick a little bit here. I understand totally. It's more important to just make the playoffs and yes, to win a game. But I guess theoretically, even though it hasn't worked out this way over the last three times that they've had a home playoff game and then they've lost it, aren't you better off?
Right.
Don't you have theoretically a better chance of winning a playoff game if you're at home and therefore division champs?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But my point is I agree with you wholeheartedly. But my point is this team has won the NFC East and been at home
mm-hmm.
multiple times since they last won a playoff game, but hasn't been able to pull through.
I agree.
To me, all I'm saying is, to me, that's the most important thing.
Understood.
And yes, I do think, provided Daniels holds up, I do think they will win the NFC East.
All right, we have a very serious question for you, Adam and Reston. Do you believe in deadlines?
Sure. Yes.
Are they important?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. That's Adam and Reston casting his vote. Doc, it seems like everybody that we've asked... And
it's
we've asked
unanimous, right?
We've asked like a grand total of what, three people now?
I don't know,
There have been two people on Twitter that have gone, it's okay to turn in your work late so far.
Oh, really?
But there have also been 14 people that have said, no, you got to turn your work in on time.
And three people that we've actually asked on the radio when we were reminded that we needed to ask.
So far, the ratio is 17-2.
Of people that believe in deadlines,
yes.
Meeting deadlines, not being 2.5 days
an
late,
adult
that type of thing.
Said it's okay.
Well, I don't know if they're an adult or not. It's Twitter.
Kid. Okay. Could be a toddler.
We'll just continue to ask. Let's get to our guy, AA, not Austin, but Athan in Annapolis. I knew I was going to screw that up. Sorry about that, Athan. How are you, pal?
I'm great, and deadlines are very important unless you're in a Linnell Willingham and you do whatever you want and wing it. So I'll answer that one up front.
We're not talking about Linnell Willingham here in this particular case. We're not talking about anybody specifically. As you know, Athan, this show never, ever, ever twists any horns and busts any balls.
Oh, of course not. You know, it's all PG all the time until tomorrow and the self-proclaimed YIC.
He's not the YIC anymore. He's not the Messiah.
You keep giving him that every Wednesday. I have to listen to this garbage, and I'm going, how can a guy at his advanced age be the youngest in charge when Toby Altizer has already blown it up?
Well, and he already anointed himself as the Messiah, as we heard earlier in the show. I don't know. I mean, Mark Messier was the Messiah. I knew that.
Mark Messier
had a
following.
He actually won Stanley Cups, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody that just anoints themselves the Messiah.
He anoints himself, and he has, what, 13 followers?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Maybe it's a little bit more than 13, but
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There are people that have thousands of people to follow, you know?
I am the Messiah.
I've anointed him the victim in charge, so he can go off that as when I call in. But real quick, I just want to say, you know, the city is ready to come unglued with excitement, and they can win the division if they keep doing what they're supposed to do. But keep in mind, though, they are one play away in the Giants and Cincy game from being a 1-3 football team. And they've had some things go in their favor while they're growing, which is great. They need to go out on Sunday and take care of business and beat a team that they're supposed to with our on our home turf. We haven't had a game yet, like with fumbles and questionable penalties that change games on a dime. And number five, they need to get him a bodyguard with the way that guy's masking all their deficiencies. It's just absolutely amazing. And finally, I just want to say, Doc, I love the shirt that you got on today. And also just shout out for all the people passing away. London Fletcher's wife. They just now announced John Amos died. You got James Earl Jones died.
Oh,
Mutombo and Amos. Pete Rose. Just Just awful. But John Amos died today. So just shout out to everybody. Think about everybody. Prayers and thoughts for everybody out there who's losing people. But that's my take for the day. Love talking to you all. Love the show as always.
Awesome.
And, we'll talk soon.
Our guy.
Thank you.
Our guy.
John Amos. These sitcom. I mean, it's like when black and white TV, and you had that, 15-inch Zenith. And the aluminum foil on the rabbit ears and that whole era. And these young people, they look at you now, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But it's a part of life.
Yeah, no doubt. An unfortunate part of life. Where are we here? Our guy, AP, do your thing.
When I say the kid's got his own money, the kid's got his own money. Lisa, he's rich.
I think that's lost. I think that's lost on everybody. But I knew exactly where you were going. King Joffy Joe Fur forever, baby.
Doc Walker. That's risky.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air.
Yes.
Acknowledge me.
And a baby. That's like the longest build up to any phone call ever in history. I mean, I love just he's mixing in Coming to America and all that. You know why he's mixing in Coming to America, of course. You remember like last week, the guy that we've mentioned several times by mistake already on the show. He was wearing a King Joffy chauffeur shirt. So I said he had no idea who it was. I said, go watch Coming to America and you'll know. So AP brings it back 6 days later. Love it. What up, AP? How are you, pal?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Not only that, but that was more so a targeted shout out to my man, John Amos. So RIP to him.
Yes, sir.
But I'm gonna touch on deadlines real quick because I snuck away out of the office to call you guys because, if I'm going to do my thing, I'm going to do my thing. I ain't going to do it in the office because if I do it in the office, I got a whisper. But deadlines. That's a very important thing, and I should know that being in the military. So I do have a couple deadlines I need to meet. So I will be quick on the phone. As far as our beloved commanders, I would definitely say that we have a chance. And as I was telling Doc the other night, as I was a little inebriated,
just a little.
Just a little bit,
It's okay. It's okay.
Well, most of the audience I get has a little something going on with them at that time. Yeah,
I mean, it's all right.
Hey, when it's a victory Sunday on the way to a victory Monday, you gotta have a little something.
A little sip is not bad. But that's what frightened me when I didn't hear from G. I got really worried.
Oh, man. You know, G smoking on some tree.
AP can be responsible. I don't know about
but G, man. Yeah. To have no word from G, I panicked.
Yeah.
Hey, once I put my son in the car seat with his mom, all bets are off.
It's time
once I get home.
It's time to party. Exactly.
It's time for dad time.
Attaboy.
It's a little dad time.
Yeah.
But as far as our commanders, I'm still on a cautiously optimistic type of deal with them. I'm just taking it one game at a time. I still think we need to fine-tune our defense. Our defense needs to match our offense's energy because, the Washington Commanders are not called the Washington Jaden Daniels or, the Austin Eckler's. They're called the Washington Commanders, and it's a team effort. And the offense needs to complement the defense. The defense needs to complement the offense. And special teams, sets the trend once the kickoff happens. So I think we just need to play complimentary football and take it one game at a time. Let the people on the outside continue to hype it up, but let them continue to be humble and continue to have something to prove. And again, we haven't done anything. We haven't accomplished nothing. and let's keep acting like that.
Attaboy.
That's all I got, fellas.
Attaboy. Thank you, AP. We know you're, as you said, a deadline guy because you don't not deal with deadlines in the military, right? And I screwed up, by the way. I forgot that John Amos was Cleo McDowell in Coming to America. The owner of the McDowell's, not the McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
And they, you know, the difference between them is, you know, McDonald's has a sesame seed bun. Mm-hmm. McDowell's does not, and they're the big. Well, was it the big mix?
I don't remember.
I think that was the thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I totally didn't put that together in my mind until AP reminded us. So RIP John Amos. 322 Team 980, you're going to hear next from a prominent NFL analyst who thinks Jaden Daniels is really damn good. Little Hotel California, never a bad thing. The Eagles are the best. Not the Philadelphia Eagles, of course. The Eagles. Who are just making an absolute killing at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Not that they don't make a killing everywhere they go, but could you imagine how great life must be? How great life must be if you could sell out the Sphere in Las Vegas for like months on end. A couple of nights a week.
I'm intrigued by that. I want to hear. I saw it going up. I'm interested in going in.
Rick Snyder went just about a week and a half ago.
Snyder's a progressive, first class individual.
Yeah, I gotta get him on to ask him about that because he was touting that, and he was like, "Oh, it's not as big as I thought," and
it's
people
not.
Were all mad. I don't know. I've never been in there. It looks great. I mean, everybody that's been there, you know, a bunch of people went to U2 during Super Bowl week, and they were like, you know, it's tremendous and all of this stuff. So, it's got to be like, it's got to be really cool.
Real quick, just because this is my favorite Sphere fact, apparently you can have different languages going directly to different sections.
Really?
And because it's directional sound, it does not affect. So you could be in one section listening in Italian and the next section over is in Chinese and the next section over is in Japanese and the next section over
you're
is in English.
If you're with a group of people
that
say,
don't speak English, you can be in
about that.
But it, because of how they do the directional volume, it doesn't affect anything else. It's so cool.
That's interesting. That's almost as interesting as the old amusement park videos used to be. I mean, what made you want to go to an amusement park? Seeing the video of the ride, the hammerhead, or whatever it was. If you're that adventurous, you say, I got to do that. I got to be on that, or I got to try it, whatever. So the Sphere, that got me.
Yeah.
I got to see it.
By the way, you looked up, Matt. It is from Coming to America and Cleo McDowell, who passed away. It is
home of the Big Mick.
Yeah, the Big Mick. Because there was a difference between McDonald's and what McDowell's had.
That's right. That's true. You're right.
There was a difference.
Great memory.
One had a sesame seed bun.
That's right.
One did not. Is it big? The Big Mac at McDonald's actually is a sesame seed bun, right? I believe.
Two. All beef patties, all pickles, beef. Sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, on a sesame seed bun. You're right.
Look at that. I told you.
How about
he's
that?
A genius.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've had a Big Mac.
What are we going to do when we lose him?
Well, hopefully that's not anytime soon.
Oh, come on.
I mean, you know.
Just a matter of time.
I mean, we would scoop up Denton Day, but he takes almost as much vacation as others.
Well, he's a star. Denton Day's a star. What are you talking about? You don't work for the coach and not have a celebrity status. Denton Day's a star. What are you talking about?
That's true.
He's almost as popular as Nail Nail.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. All right, let's get to Dr. Sabah here before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Doc? How are you? I did forget about you, by the way. I didn't even know you were there. My fault. We have so many calls and so many things going on. I did forget about you. Sorry.
That's okay. It's good to be forgettable. That means I'm not in trouble. Let's see. Two off cheese patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember that back in the day.
Yeah.
And
there's a really crude story and joke that once won $66,000 on WNBC in New York, which then became WFAN on the Soupy Sales show when I was a kid growing up.
I remember
won $66,000 for
Soupy
a
Sales.
Really twisted spin on that I cannot say on the radio.
Please don't.
Yes.
Yeah. Save it for tomorrow.
Oh, okay, I don't think I know that one. And then John Amos, the way I know him is from Good Times. He was the father.
Yeah.
You are correct.
He's a get on, JJ.
Yep.
Oh, love that show.
You are correct. Yeah.
They don't make it like they used to anymore. The shows aren't any good now. But anyhow, so yes, you missed me on time. Deadlines are huge. Deadlines not only say something about how organized you are and how dedicated you are, but also it talks about how you respect others. In other words, if I'm supposed to do something as a deadline for my teacher, let's say, and I just turn it in, you know, say 3 days late and think that that's okay, that shows disrespect for the teacher and disrespect for your, say, employer or your colleague. So I think it's very important to keep deadlines. I'm really big on that.
Yeah, I agree.
I like turning everything in early.
I agree. See, I'm always late to everything. I'll be late to my own funeral, but I'm a big believer in, like, you know, there's some deadlines that you can kind of cross over, you know, and then there's some deadlines that, you know, like the show starts at 1 o'clock. I damn well better be here at 1 o'clock, you know.
And you already know that. And
not at 1:02. That's happened to a lot of people around here. Yeah. And, you know, I will tell you.
It doesn't happen to a lot. It happens to
show up 12:50,
a few people regularly.
12:45 for the 1 o'clock.
No,
because
exactly.
A lot, if it's happening to a lot of people, then the boss.
It does not happen on Tuesdays. I will say that. It does not happen on Tuesdays.
Well, I mean, that's
well, listen, most people of the country, you know, the world is a coffee cup, right? Mm-hmm. There's a few grounds. Most people are coffee. And there's very few cream. So don't be shocked when most people don't act like you.
That's a good point.
If you're one of the cream people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's talk about this team. I think that you say can win the division. Absolutely. First of all, Hurts was way overrated, which is what I told y'all last year when he didn't even deserve to go to Super Bowl because San Francisco didn't have a quarterback, let alone it wasn't Brock Purdy. It was no quarterback. That's the only reason why he got there. And he has not been doing anything since, and he is the major reason why they are losing. But, of course, they will blame Sirianni because he's crazy too. Dallas overpaid Dak twice now, and so they'll never do anything. And now they're sort of pointing fingers at each other. Poor Daniel Jones can't get out of his own way. I mean, even when he throws great passes, his wide receivers cannot catch them. Malik Willis twice now. But I think they at least have more of a hope than the other two that I mentioned. And we have finally, like I was telling Kevin this morning, when we were with the guy that nobody wants me to say his name, the team liked him, but the coaches hated him. Hated him, okay? Then when we had Sam Howell, the team liked him, the coach liked him, but the team hated the coordinator, okay? Now we got a guy that the team likes the coordinator, and the coaches like. That's harmony, okay? So this is why we can win the division, and this is why we should win the division. We also, like the other gentleman mentioned, we are getting lucky. You need luck and good play. We got lucky with Malik Nabers dropping that pass against the Giants. We got lucky that they had no kicker, okay? We got lucky on a few injuries that Cincinnati had, and they were just getting people back, I think, that game, and it came down to a player or two here and there. We get the spot now, I notice, when we get tackled right at the line, we used to always get marked short of the line. Like against Arizona early in the game, I noticed we were
getting over
the line.
Yeah, Zacchaeus, yeah.
Okay, so we're getting lucky. So we're lucky and we're kind of good. So I don't want to take too long, but I think, yes, we can, and I just want to make sure that when we succeed, our name isn't an issue. That's all I care about.
It will not be an issue.
It
will not be an issue on this show. On unless we have to, no doubt about it. All right, thank you, Doc. Appreciate you. Always good to hear from you. 3:32. We're late for a bottom of the hour trending alert. We'll come back, finish up, and get as many in as we can. Also, clean up on aisle three. Dumb dumb of the day. Lot to do before 4 o'clock. Greg Hoffman straight ahead in about a half an hour. All right, we'll start the baseball playoffs underway in Houston, and the Detroit Tigers are already off to a quick 3-0 lead. Now the bottom of the fourth. They took it earlier in the earlier in the afternoon, I should say, a three spot for the Tigers. Again, leading the Houston Astros 3-0. Kansas City, Baltimore, about a half an hour away from Camden Yards in Baltimore. Mets, Milwaukee coming up at 5:30, 8:30 tonight, the nightcap, Atlanta and San Diego. Meanwhile, Gonzaga in college hoops is scheduled to join the Pac-12 in 2026 as the Pac-12 was reduced to, of course, the Pac-2 in football. They'll rebuild that a little bit later on, but as well, they will expand their basketball footprint again by adding Gonzaga. And the Commanders are off today. They will resume practice tomorrow, finally back in Ashburn for the Cleveland Browns, who come in to Northwest Stadium Sunday afternoon at 1. At 1-3, and that's what's trending.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doc, who does this song remind you of? What do you think about?
I really don't have anything that I think is associated just with the song.
Two things for me.
Okay.
Lars Eller, when he was a Capital.
Yeah.
Because they called him Tiger, right?
Bug number one. Dropped. You're right.
Number two, dropped. And don't forget what Lars Eller did. He scored the game-winning goal in the Stanley Cup Final, Game 5.
Yeah.
And two, now that was in Vegas, so, you know, again, didn't get to play that right after that, but he was obviously a hero and always will be, and even if he plays with the Penguins. But then also, Hulkamania, baby. Circa 1984, Madison Square Garden, right? I saw the I saw three episodes of the Vince McMahon biography or whatever it is, documentary.
I haven't seen it.
I think there's five total episodes. Double A was what?
It's a pretty tough watch.
I didn't think. Now maybe I wasn't totally locked in.
Wait until you get to about episode or one more episode.
I was going
to
say the first three episodes were more, you know, about
setting the stage,
his rise and setting the stage and whatever.
You start hearing all the real bad stuff around episode four.
So that's I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten there yet. But the first three episodes, I mean, like for a wrestling fan, interesting, but not anything super, super, super salacious. I haven't gotten to episode four and five there. So I've got some homework to do.
Okay.
All right, let's get to John in Oklahoma here on the Odyssey app. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, John?
First of all, you know, shout out to Fletch and the Mutombo family and the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Lost loved ones.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'd do without my wife. I she brought me through two bouts of cancer in the last 10 years, so.
Mm.
I hope.
Well, glad you're still here and glad you're still fighting there, pal.
Yeah. Thank you. I just hope the team doing better is lifting Fletch's heavy heart a little bit. Maybe I hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat. Any would be good. So, but you know, it's you talk about McDonald's. It's kind of funny. I just ate one last night, the first time in a long time, a Big Mac.
Attaboy. Did it taste good? At least. Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was good. It was messy.
All right. Well, that's part of the reason why I don't love that particular sandwich, because I'm already a messy person to begin with. I don't need anything squirting out and sliding around and, you know, all that stuff.
Well, I cut it in half and it's still messy because I know you're out there messy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, tried to eat one of them in the car. Remember how it was? Eat one of them in the car.
Forget about that.
I know it. Well, hey, and I'm not the type that really cares for deadlines, but I'll tell you something. If you're on a deadline, you shouldn't be this kind. But you know, kind of like your word, you better take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been, since I work for myself now or able to. I don't get on them like, you know, when I work for someone else. You
right,
know,
but when you were facing a deadline, you took it seriously and you actually met it, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like your word. Like I say, you know, seriously, like your word.
Yeah.
And I'm concentrating on one thing, guys. Cleveland. I don't want to one game at a time, and that's it. I don't care about playoffs. If they're there at the end, fine. If it gets close, fine. I'll think about it. But one game at a time. It's Cleveland Browns coming to town. Take care of business. And I don't even care about saying on to the next one. But right now, concentrate on Cleveland Browns and take care of that.
I hear you. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you.
I'm a glass half full guy also, guys. So
okay.
Anyway.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you always on the Odyssey app. We appreciate you. Let's squeeze in. Oh, he got gonged yesterday. Not by me, but Pauly in the 757. Pauly, last up. What up?
Man, hail to the W, man. Hail to the W, man. Yes, docking the crop pot, man.
Keeping you entertained and out of trouble, right, Pauly?
Yeah, man, I was just hearing this John Amos thing, man. You know, it just kind of brought up some feelings, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they got the Big Mac. We got the Big Mix.
Mm-hmm.
They got the golden arches. We got the golden ox.
That's right. That was the other one. I couldn't remember the other one.
The only man I know that died twice. And it hit the same. Remember when he went to Mississippi, got the job in Mississippi, and he died at the plant, man. You know what I mean? That hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if you were born in the 70s and the 80s, man, you grew up, you had three fathers. You had James Evans, you know what I mean? You had Phillip Banks. Excuse me. You had Uncle Phil.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You had Phillip Banks, and you had Cliff Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, rest in peace, man.
Yep.
It's 24 has been an effort, man.
Yes.
But I'm going to say this. We can win the division because we finally have not just a quarterback that can compete with the rest of the division. You know, it might be the best talent in the division. You know, and I disagree 100% with Sabah. You know, a quarterback don't take his team to the Super Bowl in three straight years. Four straight years in the playoffs, and he's the problem. All right, it hurts. You know, Dak Prescott don't be the franchise quarterback. They go 13-3, and regardless they losing the playoffs or not, 13-3, and he's the problem. You know, that's why like my man AP earlier said, it's about team play, and we have a team now that's believing. We're on a rise. They believe. You know, we got a coordinator who you know, for the first time in a long time, knows our grassroots. We ran the ball more than we throwing the ball this
year.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the big key No matter how good the quarterback is and the coordinator sees it, he's not just relying on his right arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's handing that ball off to the talent that's in the backfield, too. So, of course, we got a chance to win this division. You know, we have a chance to compete in the conference. Not just the division, but like my man John said, man, we're going to take it one day at a time, man. So I'm going to let y'all go with that, man.
Bye, Paulie.
Hail to the W, man.
Thanks.
Rest in peace, John Amos, the Kenny Mutombo, Pete Rose, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Hail to the W, man.
There you
my
go.
Man.
There you go, Paulie. No doubt about it. Better than yesterday. I mean, better than yesterday is how I'll say. All right, you know what time it is.
We'll
try and wrap up. We got two usual staples that we get to every day right around this time.
Yeah.
Barring like huge breaking news, we don't have that huge breaking news today. So we do this. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, El Doctor, earlier in the show I mentioned something that Coach Sheehan had mentioned on his show that would get you all fired up. And I never delivered on that. So I'm going to deliver on it right now. Did you know? I know you're a big analytics guy. I know you're a big pass rush.
Yeah, I'm an analytic guy on the scoreboard, win or loss.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for this? NFL team win rate rankings by ESPN and Next Gen Stats. You want to know who has the number one team running block win rate in the NFL?
Run block winner. That's a great one.
As a team.
As a team.
Boy, that's a good one. It's not Cleveland. It's not Washington might be close, but I'm not. Don't know. When I will say, we might be in the mix for the first time since I shaved.
You're more than in the mix.
Yeah.
You're number one.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders are number one at 76% as a team run block win rate achievement. The Indianapolis Colts are number two at 75%. The Commanders, number one at 76%. So that
is cool. I'm sure some people aren't thrilled about it, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. And certainly your eyes tell you that as well. Earlier today, one thing we didn't get to, the Cowboys, they play better defensively, as we talked about with Sean Syed in the 2 o'clock hour. If you missed that interview, go check it out on the podcast at the team980.com or on the Odyssey app. They had to put DeMarcus Lawrence on IR today. He's avoiding surgery, but he's got a Lisfranc foot issue, and they could be without Micah Parsons this week as well.
Oh, we'll be.
We will have to see.
Yeah, I mean,
because he's got a high ankle sprain.
He won't be the Micah Parsons we've come to experience.
Right.
Not with that injury, because he's an explosive athlete.
But we already know DeMarcus Lawrence is not going to play. So that is major.
And that changes who you are.
Absolutely.
Especially, it's like Pittsburgh losing their werewolf or Bosa going down.
Yep.
There are only about half a dozen of them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, and one last one for you. So last year at this time, Jordan Montgomery was a stud, was helping the Texas Rangers win a World Series. Then he went all offseason, and for whatever reason, probably because he wanted too much money, without a contract. And so I shouldn't say that. He was against the Rangers. He was with the Diamondbacks, right? So the owner of the Diamondbacks, Ken Kendrick, said this, quote, "If anyone wants to blame anyone for Jordan Montgomery being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Because I brought it to the front office's attention. I pushed for it. They agreed to it. It wasn't in our game plan, you know, when he was signed right at the." I screwed this up again. He joined the Diamondbacks. Yeah, I was right the first time. This story is all over the place. He joined the Diamondbacks on a one-year, $25 million deal with an option for last year. Struggled, went 8-7, 6.23 ERA after being, again, with the Rangers last year, joined the Diamondbacks, who lost to the Rangers, and now the owner is basically saying, if anyone wants to blame him for being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Owners taking responsibility for bad signings. Good thing or a bad thing? I think it's a good thing, right?
Well, why does the owner have a general manager?
True, but he's got to approve the financial outlay, right?
Well, then again, he's not in his area of expertise.
That is fair. That is fair. But I like actually
but
owners.
Cool.
I like owners actually taking accountability, right? I mean, sometimes it's empty words, empty calories.
But to take accountability means you got involved. You
that
should
is
be
true.
On your yacht.
That is true.
You should be at your board meeting with your company that allows you to
that
generate
fair.
Wealth.
That is
you're
fair.
Not athletically inclined.
That is fair.
You're in out of your you're in over your skis.
That is fair. All right. That is cleanup on aisle three.
Clean up in aisle three.
All right, there you have that. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We wrap it up before Craig Hoffman. There's visions
Wait,
of the future.
Is Linnell coming to the studio?
No. There's visions of the future. There's voyeurism. And then there's this. We'll explain next. This is an interesting choice to play for our story here. By the way, again, I would just say this. Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs at the Grammys. Unbelievable performance
strong.
Of this song. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. Unbelievable performance. I think this is just the Luke Combs version, right? But that's okay. It's still a great song. Fast car. All right. You know what time it is, right, Doc?
It's Linnell time.
I knew that was coming. Hit the music, Maestro.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
All right, Maddie found this one from Law and Crime, whatever that is. Gilbert, Arizona, Dateline. A man previously cited for hiding under women's vehicles to stare at their feet.
I like toes.
No, not Rex Ryan. Did it again at a car wash this summer, according to police. That's right. Jesse Michael Johnson, a 28-year-old man, is now charged with voyeurism and disorderly conduct, according to KSAZ in Phoenix and police. Why? Because in separate incidents, three women were vacuuming their SUVs at a Superstar car wash in Arizona, Gilbert, Arizona. And police said, quote, in these three incidents, defendant pulled into the parking spot next to the victim. While each victim was vacuuming her vehicle, the defendant hid under her SUV and spent several minutes under her vehicle. The defendant then climbed out from under the vehicle when each victim was finished her vacuuming and left the area.
Beep, beep.
And all while he was caught on surveillance video. He was arrested and held on $10,000 bond, I should say. Doc, I don't know about you, but I've never found anybody under my car at a car wash. I don't know if I would want to, but I'm sure these women certainly did not want this troubled individual, Jesse Michael Johnson.
I'm glad you said he's troubled, and I don't even care about that's mental illness.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to make fun of that, but because we don't know that, but it's either that or it's a depraved soul.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yeah.
He'd been better off going to get a job as a busboy at a strip joint.
Do they have busboys at strip joints?
I heard they do.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't
become
been
a lifeguard. Lots of people without shoes on.
You're right.
Yeah. I've been in a strip joint since 2011, and I declared that night in Seattle that I will never go back. And I have not been back since in 13 years. I was on a Redskins road trip, though. Lots of things that I saw that night. Whew.
Really? Who would make you do that?
I don't know. I can tell you off the air.
You've had a bad influence.
Craig Hoffman coming up next.
Oh, and I saw his producer. His producer has new waves in his hair.
Anthony Haney was eating something good. I don't know what it was, but he was eating something good.
New process.
Hoffman up next with Haney. They'll take you through on this rainy Tuesday afternoon. Be careful out there. Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to all of you. Luke McCaffrey scheduled to join us tomorrow afternoon. And Linnell Willingham is scheduled to be here.
Good luck.
Until something happens on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.